Sachem Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel 6-3. We now begin to transition to a new topic, and that's the topic of a special offering that's brought on the 14th of Nisan aside from the Korban Pesach. And that's a Korban that's referred to as the Chagiga Haba Im HaPesach, the Chagiga offering, the celebratory offering that's brought with the Korban Pesach, or sometimes called the Chagigas Arbaasar, the celebratory offering of the 14th. And this is, let me make sure this is clear before we get any further so people shouldn't be confused. This is not the Chagiga that's brought for Pesach. Okay? There's a separate mitzvah all to itself that three times a year the Jews should show up in the Beis HaMikdash and be seen. And when they're seen by Hashem, so to speak, they should not show up empty-handed. And empty-handed means that they must indeed offer two separate offerings, each of the three regalim. One is the Olas Re'iya, and one is the Shalmei Chagiga. Olas Re'iya, the holy burnt offering, entirely burnt offering, that an Ola that's offered when one is seen. That's the mitzvah Re'iya, to be seen there in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Shalmei Chagiga, that's the Shlamim offering, that's the Chagiga, the celebratory offering that's brought, and which at least most of it is eaten by the person who brings it. It's a Shlamim, so some goes to the Mizbeach, some goes to the Kohanim, some goes to the people who bring it. And that would, the Shlamim, the Shalmei Chagiga, would constitute the basar, the meat that people eat in celebration of the Yom Tov, as in Simchas Yom Tov. We talked about that just in the previous Mishnah. That's the ideal way to do Simchas Yom Tov, and that could be done, you could bring Chagigas throughout the holiday of Pesach or Sukkot, etc. Those would be called Shalmei Simcha, rejoicing Shlamim, but the obligatory one, at least one for each of the three regalim, is the Chagiga, the Korban Chagiga, or the Shalmei Chagiga, the Shlam, that's the Chagiga, the celebratory Shlamim. Okay, all that has nothing to do with this Mishnah. This Mishnah is an additional Chagiga that's brought, so to speak, like, if you will, a fourth Chagiga, if you will, that's brought on the 14th, the day before Pesach, and it's to accompany the Korban Pesach under certain circumstances. The basic idea here is, according to our Tana, it's not actually an obligatory Korban. It's coming to supplement the meat that's eaten at the Pesach Seder, we'll call it, in Leila Seder, to ensure that you can fulfill the mitzvah of eating your Korban Pesach al Hasova. Al Hasova literally means something like on satiety or something like that. But the idea being that when one eats the Korban Pesach, he should eat it at a point where he's not very hungry anymore, and it should bring him to full satisfaction. So it's sort of the end of the meal, if you will. And that can't be done if there's not enough meat to go around. So when there's not enough meat to go around from the Korban Pesach, that one wouldn't be eating it al hasova. Again, so just to be clear, the rationale for al hasova, eating it when one isn't especially hungry anymore, so he can complete his meal and feel satisfied by virtue of eating the Korban Pesach, is b'pashlonar from a pasuk. The pasuk, it's b'midbar yidches pasuk ches, says lecha nesatim l'mashcha. It's given to you for like a regal consumption, if you will. And the way that royalty consume food is, you know, both not out of great hunger nor and to satiety, to fullness. So that's the most learned. There are those, by the way, who learn, for the record, that the obligation to eat the Korban Pesach al hasova when you're not too hungry is simply because of din derabanan, lest you come to break the bones, because shviras ha'etzem, the breaking of the bones of a Korban Pesach, is an isur d'oraisa. But either way, the point is, the Korban Pesach must be eaten sort of you're not so hungry anymore and bring it to full satisfaction. And that requires, under certain scenarios, where there's not enough meat to go around, supplementation. So what would the supplementary meat be before you eat your Korban Pesach? That would be this shlamim, this chagiga that's brought on the 14th of Nisan. Okay? So we're talking about that sort of voluntary and sometimes obligatory, but not sometimes necessary offering. Just to make sure we're clear here, that chagiga, which is a shlamim, a generic shlamim, peace offering, must be brought during normal operating hours, so to speak, of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning in the afternoon before the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim, the daily offering of the afternoon is brought. In contrast, as you said before, the Korban Pesach is brought after that, because it's towards the Erev, towards the evening, after the Ben Harbaim, the Tamashal Ben Harbaim, the afternoon offering is brought. Okay, so we're talking about that supplemental additional offering brought to supplement the food supply when needed. So the question in the Mishnah says is, Emasai mevi chagiga imo, when does one supplement his offerings that he brings on the 14th to include also this chagiga? Bezman shehu va b'chol b'tahara uvamut. Provided you have three criteria met. The first is we're talking about the 14th of Nisan falls out on a weekday as opposed to a Shabbos, because since it's not a chova, not a strict obligation, if it's going to fall out on the Shabbos, the 14th, you're not going to check the voluntary offerings on the 14th. You can't slaughter voluntary offerings on Shabbos, as we said already a number of times, and therefore you'll have to find some other way of supplementation, you know, I don't know what, bread and soda to fill you up before you get to the Korban Pesach, whatever it is. That's when I say bread, I mean, of course, chametz free bread, matzah. Okay, second of all, betahara, you wouldn't bring the chagiga if you were tamei. Now, that might sound obvious because you can't bring any korbanos when you're tamei. But the thing is that when it comes to the obligation of being tahor, there's a special waiver. We'll learn more about that later on in the next parak. And so that when the majority of Klal Yisrael is tamei from exposure to dead bodies, they bring the korban pesach anyways. But that wouldn't apply to the chagiga. Then for the chagiga of the 14th is not brought if the people are tamei or the person is tamei. And finally, uvamuat, when there is short supply. This is referring to the fact that you have potentially a short supply of korban pesach meat, meaning small male goats and sheep in their first year, to feed all the Jews who've come for Lila Regal. So if there's not enough of those to go around, so then you'll have to supplement by bringing a second offering called this chagig of the 14th. Okay? Uvazman shehu va b'shabas b'meruba uvatuma. If you have a scenario where you're bringing your korban pesach on a Shabbos, or when it's in the amount of korbanos of psachim aren't great supply, or betuma, or you're bringing that korban pesach in a state of tuma, just with the special waiver, as we said before, ein mevinimo chagiga, then the chagiga of the 14th is not brought with it. Now, we said the same thing twice, essentially, once in the positive, once in the negative, and the reason why, perhaps, is because if you know, there's actually another interesting nuance. The list in the first sentence says, b'chol b'tahara uvamuat. You don't bring it when it's a weekday. I'm sorry, you do bring it when it's a weekday, when everyone's tahor, and when there's not enough food otherwise to go around. So the analog, the opposite of that should be, instead of b'chol b'tahara uvamuat, it should be b'shabbos, b'tumah, and b'meruba. But it doesn't say that. It says b'shabbos, b'meruba, uvatumah. So it switches the order around, meaning that b'meruba, when there's lots to go around, is out of place. The order is not maintained. And the reason why, says the Tiferes Yisrael, is we want to make sure it's clear that if there's meruba, if there's a lot of korban pesach meat, effectively, per person to go around, so then one is actually not to bring this chagig on the 14th, the same way he's not to bring it if it were a Shabbos or if he were tameh. It's strictly not to be brought. The reason why is because if it is brought, there'll inevitably be not enough food for everyone, not enough space in everyone's stomach to eat all of the korban pesach, and there's a separate isur d'oraisa of leaving over the pesach till the morning, which will become inevitable if people first gorge themselves on other meat before they get to the korban pesach. And therefore, the point of the mission here is, if there is enough meat to go around, so then one may not bring this chagiga, lest his korban pesach is not completed and some meat is left over.